Out in Los Angeles, two huge celebrities are at the center of a well-publicized lawsuit. No, this has nothing to do with Julia Roberts or Kobe Bryant. The subjects of this lawsuit are two elephants at the Los Angeles Zoo, an Asian elephant named Gita and an African elephant named Ruby, who've lived together there for the past 16 years. But the zoo plans to transfer Ruby to live with other African elephants at the Knoxville Zoo in Tennessee. A lawsuit initially filed in Los Angeles Superior Court aims to block this transfer on grounds that the two elephants will suffer if they're separated. This week, the case was moved to federal court. Jeanette Hemley is vice president for species conservation at the World Wildlife Fund. They have taken no position on this controversy. Thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome.
How close can two elephants get over 16 years?
Well, elephants are known to bond very intensely with one another. They are among the most complex animals, I think, that we have in the animal kingdom. They are incredibly intelligent. They live in very complicated family structures, and their relationships are something that we are really just beginning to learn about scientifically.
They communicate with each other, don't they?
They do, and that's another area that we're just beginning to learn about. They vocalize at very low levels, infrasound levels that we can't hear, humanly we can't hear. And they are known to communicate over many miles in some cases, and that's another area that is just beginning to be understood scientifically.
The Los Angeles Zoo points out that they say the move is being done according to the recommendations of the Species Survival Plan, which is an international plan, as I understand it, that encourages zoos to commit their breeding programs to either African or Asian elephants.
That is correct. I think the zoo community makes an effort to maximize breeding opportunities among endangered and threatened species, and this is a recommendation that has come out of that well-coordinated plan, with the understanding that elephants are not breeding well in captivity, and they are looking for ways to improve every opportunity to breed elephants. And that is one of the reasons these so-called species survival plans have been established, and one of the reasons they're trying to improve the situation for elephants, including the situation of Ruby.
So the idea would be for Ruby to be transferred to a zoo in which there are other African elephants and hope that breeding is thereby promoted.
That is the case. However, Ruby herself is past breeding age, so she herself will not be bred, but the idea is that because she has bred before, that she could serve as a role model for other younger female elephants and help them learn how to raise their young.
Ms. Hemley, I've really got to put this to you in just the bluntest possible way. Do you believe it is cruel to separate these two elephants after 16 years?
From what I know of elephants, I think there is an unusual social bond that often does develop among couples, among animals within a family group. And I think there is some cruelty potentially involved here. And I think what the zoos are trying to do is to balance that aspect of the issue with the need to improve the breeding situation of the population as a whole. In this case, I think because of the age of these animals, the fact that they've been together for 16 years, the fact that the animal being moved to Tennessee cannot breed, I would err on the side of keeping the animals together because they clearly have been compatible. They clearly are a draw for the zoo in Los Angeles, and they apparently seem to be very happy together.
You don't have to believe, I suppose, that a relationship that develops between elephants is like a human relationship to think that there's something to be respected in that relationship.
Well, that is true. I think when you see elephants in the wild, in either Africa or Asia, to see how they have evolved in their habitat, interacting with the ecosystem, with the other species, I mean, it's truly a phenomenon to behold. And in fact, you know, that's where so much of the attention really needs to be, is preserving them in their habitat, and we should do everything we can to preserve them in the wild.
Ms. Hemley, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Jeanette Hemley, Vice President for Species Conservation at the World Wildlife Fund.